That stupid kid. Oh, God, what to do with that child? God only knows when he's going to straighten out. I don't know. Oh, darling, you haven't left yet?
Where can I go without a car? What am I going to say to Davoodi?
But, my darling, you know your brother loves cars. Why did you leave the keys lying around?
I didn't leave it lying around. He took it out of my purse. I didn't sleep a wink last night. I called him 100 times. Each time he kept saying he'll be home in half an hour. He eventually just turned off his phone. He'll be lucky. He'll be lucky if nothing's happened to the car. I'll skin him alive, Mum.
I really hope something hasn't happened to him.
And who cares about the car? What about my reputation?
My darling, don't worry so much. He'll show up any minute now. What can I do? He just doesn't listen.
Hello?
Hey, where have you been, child? Your sister was about to have a heart attack.
Hey, what's up?
He's
what's up with you?
Out of my way, Mum.
Oh, don't do that, man.
Hey,
why are you hitting me?
What is it? Something happened to the car.
No, man, nothing's happened to it.
No,
so what if I did? What about it? No, man, nothing happened. The car's fine.
So then what?
Give me the keys.
For God's sake, children, think about me.
Take it. The gas tank's just a bit empty.
Oh, please, she's just making noise.
Didn't you get 60,000 tomans from me yesterday?
Easy, easy.
Well, I got it, and I went out with the guys and I spent it.
The hell
you did? You're ruining our reputation in front of the neighbors, girl. You're going to make the neighbors come here. What does this mean?
What are these things you're doing? Tell me, when are you going to learn to act your age? It hasn't even been 2 days since you got out of jail.
What, jail?
Yeah, jail. Who knows where the hell he was? He says he was at a wedding and got arrested.
What the hell are you talking about, huh?
Shut up.
Why are you making a scene for no reason? No, man, I was just in a police station for 2 hours. She says jail and where's there something bad happened.
Oh, my God.
Do you know the difference between you and me?
What, huh?
The difference between you and me is that I'm not scared of anything, but you're afraid of everything.
No way,
yes, you
man.
Are. That's
my
why I'll get many things in my
ruined.
Life and you won't
Stop
get anywhere.
Talking so much, child.
Get the hell out of here.
Watch what you're saying. Go inside and close the door.
Do me a favor. The next time you want to be brave, do it on your own. Don't use other people's cars and my reputation.
Shh, listen, what am I to do?
Goodbye.
Goodbye, darling.
Agavan, dear, you know I love you so much. What happened with the house? Are you even after it?
Oh, God, yeah, I am. Look, darling, prices have really gone up a lot. We can't do it with the money we've got. Right now, a small place will need at least 30 million tomans for a deposit, unless we want to rent something else around here.
But, sister, just look through the papers a little bit more, hey? I don't know, maybe you'll find a great deal somewhere uptown.
Sure, sure.
Agavan, darling, what about a job for Sina?
A job for Sina? A job requires a real man. Just keep letting that little prince go and waste his time.
Who told you to look for a job for me, huh? My job is music. I'm not looking for any other work, okay?
Our little prince is absolutely right. He'll hurt his fingers if he does anything else.
Get out of here.
Hey, little prince. That guy whose car you took, he told me to bring my brother and his buddies to come for a test. But with what you did last night, I won't do anything for you anymore, Sina.
Agavan.
Agavan.
Sina.
1 minute, Agavan.
Agavan,
what's the story with the guy?
The guy is rich. He said if you and your buddies have any talent, he might want to invest in making an album. But now with the things you've done, forget about it.
Agavan, I'm at your service. I'm really sorry. I'm an idiot. Look, I'll become the person that you want. Whatever you say, just for God's sakes, let me go to him with the guys. He'll like us. We'll make an album. Our life will really turn around.
Agavan.
For God's sakes.
Darling, just forgive him this time.
Please.
Hello, Mr. Firouz Zanfar. Yes, go ahead. I'm listening. What happened with the bail? No, I already told you, you'll need a house deed. Where are you right now? All right, I'll call you back within an hour. Goodbye. Sina?
What is it? What is it?
Come here a minute.
Sure, what is it?
Close the door.
Yes, of course. Come on, I'm at your service.
Look.
Huh?
Someone will come for these files. You'll treat him properly and invite him into the house and show him all around the house. You got it?
Let me see. Are you playing a game or is it serious, huh? Why do you want me to show him our life? Seriously, why should we show him our life?
He's a suitor. A suitor. I want him to see our miserable life.
Man, your honesty is killing me. People tell a bunch of lies to their suitors and you want to scare him away, huh?
The guy's already delusional as it is. He thinks that I'm an uptown kid. He's seen the car too, so it's even worse. Forget it. Just be careful. He won't introduce himself. You don't need to introduce yourself either. Just show him around. I don't want Homer to find out. She'll get depressed again. I'm not in the mood for it.
What do you mean she'll get depressed, huh? Everyone's got their own destiny. How long do you want to sacrifice yourself for others?
Why do you talk so much? Just do it, okay?
Sure.
Sina, don't screw it up. Goodbye.
Miss Jafari.
Yes, Mr. Furuzan Farm?
Are all the board members here right now?
Mr. Chikini's gone to the bank. He'll be back in half an hour. And Mr. Vafei, I think he'll be in about half an hour too, sir. That's what he said.
Very well. Tell them we've got an emergency board meeting in 2 hours and they all have to be there.
Yes, of course.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Mr. Furuzan
Farm? What is it?
What's the story with the emergency meeting?
Well, ma'am, I was just checking the company's financial statement, and unfortunately, things are really bad. If we want to continue like this, any day now, the people we owe money to will come after us, and they'll get us all arrested and thrown in jail. And who's the first person they'll come after? The CEO. That's why I thought we need to make a serious decision about the continuation of this company today's meeting. Excuse me.
I ask you, what is it with these people? And what is it with all this work today?
Well, why don't you sit?
No, thanks. I'm used to working standing up.
Well, here you are.
Thank you. Here you are. Here's your receipt. Excuse me, but the amount.
Too little?
Yes, if Mr. Nikar sees this, he'll be surprised.
Well, this one is just for you. As you can see, I've written it out to cash. This one's for Nikar.
That's kind of you. But the cases that I take on, according to my contract, I get a percentage.
Well, just think of this as a performance bonus. For example, for doing a good job.
I don't know what to say. You are really making me embarrassed.
You should answer your phone.
Yes, excuse me. Hello, hi. Hold on a moment, please. I'm sorry, I have to take this call. Hello?
Hello. Hi, Mrs. Zarnia.
Hello. How are you, Mr. Furuzan Farr? You well?
I'm fine, thank God. Mrs. Zarnia, I need you to do something. I wanted, if it's possible, for you to come to our house tonight so you could talk about the house deed with my family.
Because when I said they won't agree to it, if you say it, maybe they'll be convinced.
Why me?
Well, you know, you women understand each other better.
All right, I'll think about it. I also need you to do something, okay?
Go ahead, I'm at your service.
I'll text you the address to one of my clients.
Actually, their house is in the twists and turns of the alleys of south of the city. If it's not too much trouble, I wanted you to go there on my behalf and see a man named Sina Mustafi. Get a file from him. That's in a blue folder.
Just hold on a moment. Let me write it down. Sina Mostofi. Very well, fine. You text me the address and I'll take care of it.
Thanks a lot. It's very kind of you. Goodbye. I'm sorry. With your permission, I'll be leaving.
Has something happened?
No, not at all. How come?
Well, it's just that your phone call took a long time.
No. Well, I have other clients that I have to take care of.
Oh.
Well, if you don't need anything else, I'll be on my way.
No, I don't need anything. It's just...
What is it?
Well, look here, girl. You're very young. But you look very tired. It seems you've rarely gotten caught up with work-related problems. Life isn't just running after money from morning until night. You shouldn't make the same mistake that I made. One day I woke up and I felt like I couldn't do it anymore. Maybe that's the reason I decided to come back here.
Thank you very much for your advice. You're very kind.
No. I'm just a lonely man whose life has taught him that people should just take care of each other a little bit more. Did you want to say something?
No. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
The problems you've mentioned, we all know about them. But unfortunately, it isn't what you think. I mean, by cashing the checks and forcing the companies and the factories to perform their obligations, nothing will change. It's the way that our company conducts business that has to change.
Well, what should we do? Give your opinions, give your suggestions?
Let me explain it in another way.
Go ahead.
It's a matter of becoming like everyone else. We have to either not start this game, or if we've started it, we have to comply with all the rules.
Miss Rashidi... Doesn't our company have a mission statement? Haven't we already determined our rules and work ethics?
We have determined them, Mr. Firouz Anfar, but we have to change them. Advertising has its own rules. There are some consortiums and middlemen that exist between the client and the service provider. They've all got their own connections with each other. When they place an order, they have a lot of expectations. Do you understand what I mean?
Yes, I understand what you mean. But I already said what I think. In my opinion, instead of wanting to accept these rules, we should be trying to change them.
Mr. Firouz Anfar, we simply do not have the power to change all of these rules, so we should be more realistic.
We only have two choices, Mr. Firouz Anfar. We either shut the company down and everyone goes their own way, or we stop our old-fashioned ethical standards and become like everyone else.
Yes, we could be like everyone else. But I think there's another way, and that's for you to buy my shares and manage the company any way that you like. Well, what do you think?
We can't make a quick decision on this matter.
Yes. I also think we need more time to make a decision about this matter.
Even though I'm opposed to your leaving, if that's your decision, I'll respect it. You just have to give us some time to come up with the money. And determine how we'll pay to you.
Very well. So you'll have to put everything else on hold for the time being.
But Mr. Firouz Anfar, we have meetings arranged this week with several of our other clients.
Cancel them all, ma'am. Cancel them. Or if you can have the meeting at home, then do it at home. Because continuing in this way, as far as I'm concerned, isn't to the benefit of the company. It only means increasing our costs. Goodbye.
What a mess we're in.
Man, I'm too tired. Thanks a lot.
Good game. Well played. Of course, we're all happy that we've got old friends who are businessmen. But out of the fear of the possibility of losing their money, they just put it in a bank and don't try to invest any of it.
We can't predict the future like you. To be able to know how the currencies will fluctuate, that's why we have to be cautious.
These days, playing with currencies is just like gambling. If you have a bad roll of the dice, you'll lose everything.
Gentlemen, that's enough. We just came here to have fun for an hour. Do we have to talk about currencies and the dollar?
All the relations are well defined, Hassan. A butcher gets the price of meat from the slaughterhouse, and the price of a dollar comes from the currency exchange. That's the way it's always been.
Well, so what?
When you think you can't participate in the economic fluctuations, then you're just not being smart.
So?
When the dollar's going up and down, that's exactly the time for you to make money. What does that mean? It means your senses have to be sharp. Otherwise, within a matter of a few days, without you having done a thing, your financial capital can be cut in half.
So what do you suggest we do?
Right now is the best time for importing goods. When there are sanctions, the market opens up for those who are smart. They find channels to avoid the sanctions and import goods anyway. That way they can make a lot more profit than under normal circumstances.
You have a connection?
Yes.
Do you think you can get me the rights to a brand?
Getting the rights is no problem, but the rights are not for you, because you just can't be trusted.
I agree with that. I sent Tavakolian's son to ask for his daughter's hand, and just like a bear that's going into hibernation, he got rid of the kid.
He doesn't get it, Talai. He doesn't get it. Why don't you tell him what happened to you?
What happened?
Nothing. I gave my daughter to the son of a real estate mogul. And you know what? After 3 months, the girl comes back home. Why? Because her husband's an addict.
So he's become just like you.
Don't joke around, Hadian. I'm telling this bear not to ruin his daughter's opportunities. The guy's a plastic surgeon.
Hassam, all kidding aside, Tavakolian was really upset with you.
I made a mistake. Tell him to come again. This time I won't say no.
Let me see, Hassan. Are you serious this time?
Around our neighborhood, this is. Hello.
Hello.
Is this Mr. Mustafi's house?
Yes.
I've come here on Mrs. Anya's behalf for their file.
Oh, hi, how are you? Yes, she called and said you'd be coming. Please come inside.
No, thanks, I won't trouble you.
No way, man. It's not our habit to let anyone just stand outside. Please come in.
Yala.
Come in, be at ease.
Yala.
Please, come inside.
No, thanks, I'm fine.
Want me to bring a drink or some
thanks,
tea?
Thanks, but no, thank you.
I'll be right with you.
Thanks.
Excuse me, Mr...
I'm Firuzanfar.
Mr. Firuzanfar, please be kind enough to come inside. There are several files here, and I don't know which one it
well,
is.
I don't know
I'm confused.
Either. She just told me there's a file I should take and go. It should be in a blue folder.
Oh, blue. Well, let's sit down. Don't be a stranger. Think of it as your own home.
I'm all right, thank you.
Hey, bro, actually, there are three blue folders here. Why don't I give you all three to take with you? I mean, she'll know which one is the right one, right?
Whatever you like.
Just make sure to tell her to invite us to a wedding.
Is she supposed to get married?
Yeah, man, I've heard she's got tons of suitors. Doctors, lawyers.
How do you know about it?
Mr. Nickar told me about it. He's the head of the firm that handles our legal matters.
I hope that she'll be happy. I wish them all well. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Hey, thanks a lot, man.
No problem.
Glad to meet you.
Same goes for me.
Take care
of yourself. Hello,
goodbye.
Mother.
Hello, ma'am.
Hello there.
Hello, ma'am.
Go inside already.
Who was that man, Sina?
Argivan had left one of her files behind, so he came to get it.
Oh, what a thing to do.
So you could have just sent it to her with a courier?
What do I know, man? Don't give me a hard time. You should ask Argivan about it.
What way is that to talk, Mr. Musician?
Hello, hi. How are you, Argivan? Yeah, I did it. Yeah, you can rest assured. Just don't forget about my album. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Oh, thanks so much, man.
Hey, Delavar, some tea?
I got myself fixed up pretty quick and got myself here to my lord in a flash.
Lord?
Too bad Sahel ended up in jail. Who got him thrown in there? Your uncle. If he can do something like that to him, won't he do it to a weakling like me? I have no future. Even if I want to find a hole in the wall to rent, I need a lot of money. I need to go and find a place to hide out so he doesn't find me.
All right. I'll take care of it. But on the condition that you come to court with me, all right?
The truth is, boss, I need 3 million tumans.
You're in the habit of blackmailing people, right?
You're a great guy for taking care of your servant. The stew here is the very best. Hey, Qasim!
Yes, sir?
Bring us some stews.
You got it.
And what about some tea? Should we have some tea before lunch? Huh? Hey, Qasim, bring us a couple of teas.
You got it.
Yes, what you say is right. Anyhow, I already told you before, it's about the law. The law has a process. It takes time. It can't be done quickly. Well, yes. Yes. If you'll allow, I'll call you back myself. Goodbye for now. Hello?
Hello. What is it? Why are you looking at me like that?
Nothing, no reason. By the way, what happened with the file? Did you get it?
Yes, I got it.
Thank you so much. I'm sorry for causing you trouble.
There's no trouble. Hey, Mrs. Zarnia, where was that place you sent me? Couldn't you find any other clients? Of course, that Sina really sang your praises.
That's kind of him.
He said, it seems you're about to get married. Congratulations. It seems you've got a lot of wealthy suitors.
Is that what he told you?
Yes.
The truth is, nothing is for sure yet. Some things have been said, but it's just talking for now.
So, what about what you think? Is it positive?
What I think... Well, you can't rush these matters. But no, I don't think so.
Well, hearing that made me happy. You know, if a person doesn't like someone, there's no reason to marry them. For example, look at
me. Forget about it, Mr. Farouzanfar. Your witness, Dilavar, any news about him?
I've locked him up in my office.
You've locked him up?
Yes.
Well, that's a crime.
No, it's with his consent.
By the way, you never said why your family doesn't want to give the house deed.
I think they're scared of my uncle. That's why I thought if you came, you could reassure them about it.
But I really don't know them at all.
Well, you'll get to know them.
All right.
Hello?
Hello.
What's this for?
It's for the kids.
Hello, Daddy dear.
Hello, ma'am.
Hello.
Hello, Lady Doctor.
How are you?
You've brought something that neither one of us can eat.
Oh, Father, did you buy it from that place you used to take us when we were kids?
Yes, yes.
You didn't buy those big puff pastries.
Some other time.
Blood sugar and cholesterol.
Forget about it.
Here you are, Doctor.
No, I don't want any.
Didn't you hear what Dad said? Forget about it. Have some.
Now, let me see. So, what's the occasion, huh?
When I was at the office, I thought a lot. Some things happen in life that a person can't figure out. But I've calmed down now.
That's great. Now that Daddy has calmed down, I'll put him some great music for you to enjoy. What do you say, Daddy?
همه چی آرومه تو به من دل بستی این چقدر خوبه که تو کنارم هستی همه چی آرومه قصه ها خوابیدن شک نداری دیگه تو به احساس من همه چی آرومه من چقدر خوشحالم پیشم هستی
With this situation that your brother's family has created for us, how can you be so calm? The insults, the lies, the accusations, is this how you're fooling yourself?
Don't worry about it. It'll be fine.
As the psychiatrists say, this is a psychological defense mechanism. Our professor was saying in class today, a mind's compensatory efforts...
Praise God.
No, Gar, stop joking around.
Well, I'm not joking. All the psychiatrists say that.
Can you just hold your tongue for a minute, girl? Huh?
But, Father, this calmness of yours is in a way that makes a person worry even more. Has something happened?
If you wait a little bit, you'll calm down too.
Can you be more clear about what you mean?
I was making a mistake. You and Bizard aren't good for each other. Your mother was right. Let me see. That guy came for Bahar's hand. What was his name?
Praise God, it hasn't been just one or two. Which one do you mean? Mr. Tavakolian's son?
Yeah, Tavakolian's son. When he came to the office, I saw he was an intelligent guy.
Well, that's great of you to say. A good family, a good future. All that's left is a few years for his studies to finish, and my darling, that's not a problem. It'll all be over in the blink of an eye.
Can I ask you to stop this now? I don't have any intentions of getting married for now.
It's a good thing your dear cousin already rejected you and said he didn't want you.
No, I swear, he didn't say it like that. He said that they just need some more time to think.
You want to become a psychiatrist. You still don't know the first condition for that profession is to keep people's secrets, you little snitch. Look, Father, if you're angry with Bizard, that's fine. You don't want to see him anymore, fine. You want to get revenge on him, that's fine too. But why do I have to be sacrificed in the middle of this?
In my opinion, we need to sit down and solve these matters rationally, don't you think?
I don't need you to interfere. Mother, I'm asking you not to be in such a rush to get me married. Right now, we should be crying for those girls who sacrificed themselves for a forced marriage.
Thank you very much, Baha. You mean I want to force you to get married, yeah? You hear what she's saying, sir?
Don't rush to any conclusions. Sit down and talk with Tavakolian's son. Maybe you'll change your mind.
Look, Father, it just seems that I can't really...
Yes? Hello? Well?
Mom, have an apple?
I don't want it, darling, in the middle of all this, giving me an apple. Eat it yourself. I'm on a diet, you know that. Oh.
کدوم خواستم، کدوم جون، کدوم عشق، شاید خیلی از این حرفا دروغه، تا وقتی با همین از عشق میگیم نباشیم قولمون حتی دروغه. از این عشقایی که زنجیر میشه، هوس هایی که دامنگیر میشه، میترسم چون دلم بی‌اعتماده به احساسی که بی تأثیر میشه. نه این که عاشقی حال خوشی نیست، نه این که زندگی بی عشق میشه، فقط کاش بین این حسای مبهم بفهمم آخرش چی. حرفی که نگاهی نمیگفته و میگفته، اتفاقی که گاهی نمیافته و میافته، حس یخ زدن تو آتیش، حال سوختن تو سرما، تو بیداری یه خیاله، یه حقیقت تو رویا، تو فکرش نیستیم و پیداش میشه، ولی وقتی که باید باشه میره، به حال و روز ما کاری نداره، همیشه یا براش سوده یا دیره. نه این که عاشقی حال خوشی نیست، نه این که زندگی بی عشق میشه، فقط کاش بین این سای مبهم بفهمم آخرش چیه.